Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets fell in Thursday's session, albeit the benchmark indices logged their second consecutive monthly gains. The Dow was down 69 points or 0.3%, as was the broader S&P 500, and the Nasdaq also down 0.3%. In commentary around the latest US-China trade negotiations, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CNBC that both countries are making fantastic progress in the negotiations, and he thinks they are headed for a remarkable, historic deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a separate CNBC interview, "We have made a lot of progress," but added that the deal is not yet done. In other geopolitical developments, US and North Korean officials failed to agree on steps towards North Korea taking down its nuclear armament after a disagreement over the lifting of sanctions on the communist country. For the month, the Dow rose 3.7%, S&P 500 was up 3.3%, and the Nasdaq outperforming with a 3.7% rise. In US corporate earnings, JCPenney Co. soared 25% after the retailer beat Wall Street earnings and revenue estimates for the fourth quarter while announcing the closure of 18 full-line stores and 9 ancillary home and furniture stores. In US economic data, economic growth was better than expected as 2018 came to a close, with GDP rising at a better than expected 2.6% annualised rate in the fourth quarter versus economists' forecast for a 2.2% rise and after a 3.3% improvement in the third quarter. Elsewhere, the personal consumption expenditure data, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, rose 1.7% compared to the same quarter a year earlier. That was ahead of consensus forecasts for 1.6%, albeit below the Fed's 2% target. Europe's main markets settled with modest gains, Germany's DAX advancing 0.25%, France's CAC up 0.3%. London's FTSE fell 0.5%, Rolls-Royce fell 3% after the company posted a £2.9 billion loss for 2018 and announced it would back out of the race to power Boeing's new jet. In Brexit developments, the opposition Labour Party said it will file a motion by the 12th of March that calls for a second referendum. The base metals complex was mostly weaker, copper down 0.6% to just shy of £2.94 a pound, aluminium down 0.7%, nickel largely unchanged, while zinc added 0.3%. Yesterday's data showed China's official manufacturing purchasing managers indice dropped to 49.2 in February. Manufacturing output contracted in February for the first time since January 2009 during the depths of the GFC. Data released yesterday also showed that China's non-manufacturing PMI, which reflects activity in the construction and services sector, also fell, printing at 54.3 versus 54.7 in January. Spot iron ore markets gained, with the benchmark contract jumping $1.75 or just over 2% to $85.29 a metric tonne, snapping a six-session losing streak. Lower grade fines rose a more modest 0.1% to $67.97 a metric tonne. For the month, the benchmark contract was flat. Higher grade fell 5.5%, but lower grades soared 12.1%. Gold futures logged their fourth straight decline, falling $5.10 to $1,316.10 an ounce to settle with an approximate 0.7% loss for February. The benchmark oil contracts were mixed. WTI settled 28 cents or 0.5% higher at $57.22 a barrel. Brent eased 36 cents or 0.5% to $66.03 a barrel, with the contract expiring at the close. May Brent, the new front month contract, fell 27 cents to $66.31 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields was 1.8 basis points to 2.711%, and the Aussie dollar is weaker this morning, buying 70.95 US cents. The key release today is the Caixin IHS Market China Manufacturing PMI data for February.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.